Welcome back, everybody. I hope it is as warm and beautiful where you are as it is here. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's finally June, and that means it is time for Civic Media's Scani Summer Text to Win contest. The word of this hour, which will get you qualified to win one of two prizes that we give away every 4 o'clock hour all through next week, is either $100 or Brewers tickets. And the word that will get you entered to win one of our grand prizes, a getaway to either Wisconsin Dells, Wis Vegas, as I like to call it, or Door County, including your gas money, is, drumroll, Dells, as in one of the places that you can get away to, D-E-L-L-S. Be sure you text that in via the app, not the regular text line, before we hit 5 o'clock. Got a great guest for everybody next. His name is Tom Javits. He's a senior fellow in immigration for the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We are in Trump 2.0, and we've got Trump Travel Ban 2.0. It's bigger, badder, and even more discriminatory than we had before. Also, a tiny bit of news that you may have not caught. Just within the last couple of days, the Trump administration has deleted a webpage and evidence summarizing a study that found that undocumented immigrants are arrested at less than half the rate of native-born U.S. citizens for violent and drug crimes, and at less than a quarter of the rate for native-born citizens when it comes to property crimes. Tom, all of that as a place setter for our discussion about immigration. What are real solutions? What do those look like? And why are mass deportations simply not an answer to what we really need to do to address some of our country's immigration problems?
Yeah, thanks so much for kicking us off with that. I mean, you know, I've been in this space long enough that I know that we used to have constructive conversations about immigration. When I first got to Capitol Hill, when I first started working on this stuff, I left the ACLU where I was litigating, and I went in 2009, and I was part of a totally top secret bipartisan effort to try and work on immigration reform legislation that would focus on reforming the legal immigration system, focus on reforming the humanitarian protection system, focus on reforming, providing a path to citizenship for people who are here. It's really a comprehensive approach to figuring out how to modernize the immigration system. Our laws have not been updated in any meaningful way since 1990. We haven't had a legalization program to provide people who are undocumented an opportunity to earn legal status since 1986. I mean, the laws are really, really
outdated. I don't like to butt in, but I want people to hear what you just said. We have not had a pathway to, if someone came here illegally, we have not created a legal mechanism for them to attempt to obtain legal status since when, Tom?
Yeah, so 1986 was the last time there was legislation to provide a pathway for longtime residents to get legal status. And we think about something like DACA. A lot of your viewers are familiar with DACA. And we think about DACA being young people and dreamers and all the stuff around that. To qualify for DACA today for the folks who got in, that program was announced in 2012. That was 13 years ago. To qualify in 2012, you had to have been here for 5 years. So they came in 2007. So you're talking about people who came as children 18 years ago. When you hear people talking about DACA recipients today and efforts, ongoing efforts from the Trump administration to end DACA, they're talking about people who came here as children and at this point in time have all been here a minimum of 18 years already.
It's just mind-boggling. There has been so much fear-mongering. It really is all fear-mongering. I mean, the immigration policy is fear-monger and then mass deportation with guys dressed in full, like they're being dropped into Fallujah. I don't understand. Tell our listeners why, Tom, none of this is actually making anyone safer.
Yeah, no, I mean, so you started off with the reference to the data. I mean, there is data out there about criminality and the propensity of individuals to commit crime based on immigration status. And it's absolutely true, and it's been true for a long time, that undocumented immigrants and immigrants broadly are arrested less often for crimes than U.S. citizens, for instance. And so that makes sense, of course. You've got a population that largely doesn't want to get onto the radar of people. And so, they're fearful of it being taken away from them if they're in lawful status and they're afraid of removal. And so they follow the rules. These are folks who follow the rules by and large. In the Trump administration, they are not driven with their immigration policy by public safety as their driving force. Their priority is numbers and sort of spectacular events. And so that's why you hear them talking about creating immigration arrest quotas, and why you hear that Stephen Miller, literally Stephen Miller, the president's deputy chief of staff, gets on the phone with high-level or low-level ICE officers to berate them and threaten them with termination if they don't get their arrest numbers up. And so, you know, their focus is on getting numbers up. The number of people who are in ICE detention right now who have no criminal history whatsoever is 6 or 7 times higher than it was when they first came to office. They're arresting folks on the street. They're taking people who are lawful students who are here studying at our best institutions, and they're picking them up off the streets and trying to deport them. And they're taking people, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people who are in lawful status, who have work authorization, who are raising families, and they're taking their immigration status away from them, making a problem that's already bad so much worse.
So it's not making us any safer. What do you say to those folks that are listening out there? It's like, I don't really care about the percentages or propensity or any of that, or if people, I just want all these people who are here illegally removed. Or if they've committed, if they've got one parking ticket, get them out of here. Why won't that make people safer? What's I think that is one of the biggest sort of cognitive bits of dissonance.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I feel like, you know, people's visceral reaction of dissatisfaction with the current system is understandable. And that's the thing that I think we're often caught in this trap where it feels like because, you know, on the side that's trying to advocate for humane, you know, solutions, it looks like we're defending the status quo. We're not defending the status quo. We're just saying the answer is not indiscriminate mass deportation.
The answer is not indiscriminate mass deportation. As an economist, I'll say this. These dollars and law enforcement officers that we're directing to that aren't available for the actual police work that actually keeps us safe. My big thanks to Tom Javits, very patient individual this afternoon. Can't wait to have you back, Tom, so we can continue this discussion. Up next, we've got William Park Sutherland of Kids Forward. We're going to talk about Medicaid and the fact that folks will be losing insurance. Up next, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.